Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, China is moving troops in and around Taiwan, has 28 warplanes buzz the city. We have got smart meters all over Texas taken control of by ERCOT through the control grid to raise the temperature from 76 to 82. Total technocracy. Robots are being announced to be on the ground in downtown, walking around. That's being announced. All hell is breaking loose. The CDC now admits that heart problems in people taking the vaccines are way higher than previously thought. Of course, they knew exactly what would happen in the studies. We have a whole bunch of special guests today in studio, you name it. But first, a bombshell report by Greg Reese that you must get out at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. It's very, very important. Here it is.
The first autopsy conducted on a person who received the new experimental COVID jab confirms what we are being told by experts worldwide. The so-called cure is far worse than the disease. According to the post-mortem report, the 86-year-old man had never had COVID and received a single dose of the Pfizer shot on January 9th. 18 days later, he was admitted to the hospital where he got infected by an asymptomatic hospital roommate and died 4 days later. The molecular mapping shows that nearly all of his vital organs were infected with viral RNA. As a result of being exposed to his asymptomatic roommate, a rapid fatal autoimmune response was triggered throughout the body. People are being told to trust the science. But the science has been saying all along that these mRNA-induced spike proteins being produced in the body is a terrible and deadly idea. A former Pfizer head and former head of the public health department tried to warn us back in December of 2020. Scores of medical experts from 30 countries came together just weeks after the vaccine went public to warn people of a wide range of side effects. They pointed out how care homes across the world were being infected with COVID-19 within days of residents getting vaccinated. Their main concern was that the spike proteins will be produced throughout the entire body, causing the body's own immune system to attack itself. And pointed out how the entire thing is a human experiment in violation of the Nuremberg Code. French virologist and Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier agrees. He calls it an unacceptable mistake and went on to say that it is unthinkable that any expert would not be aware of how potentially dangerous this shot is. Even the corporations seem to know. The owner of an oil and gas recruitment company, who hires for dozens of major companies, says that succession planning is now looking at all employees who have received one of the new COVID vaccines. Succession planning is the strategy that ensures businesses continue to thrive after employees move on, retire, or die. She says that the entire oil and gas industry is planning on having to replace all personnel who received the vaccine within the next 3 years.
To this day, I am running a global gas and oil recruitment firm. And the reason that this is important is because of what I am seeing as an executive in this industry happening right now as a result of the COVID vaccines, and it's something called succession planning. Well, what's really interesting, what's happening right now, and it's actually mortifying, not just interesting, is that executives are having their HR staff and their managers, superintendents, foremen, so on and so forth, go through and look at the staff that have received the vaccines. And they're planning to have to replace them all within the next 3 years.
And through all of this, the mainstream media never once questioned the big pharma puppet in charge with the criminal past. Throughout all of this, the media told you to get the shot. for InfoWars.com. This is Greg Reese.
That is a very important life-saving report. It is featured at band.video. Please get it out.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
First time ever be able to just give you at least the top 10 stories I've got. Each one I could spend the entire broadcast on it alone. And I'm not even going to these in the order of their importance because they're all so important. China sends 28 warplanes near Taiwan in latest and largest exercise, threatens to invade. That's in the London Guardian, you name it. Putin asked reporters if U.S. assassinated Ashley Babbitt, as we now learn that 500-plus people are in solitary confinement, having their eyes knocked out, tortured because they're white, and it is all being confirmed and admitted in court, and the government is going to reward the jail guards that are engaged in these attacks. Roger Waters has come out and viciously and properly attacked Zuckerberg for his criminal activities. We're going to be getting to all that. The Vatican warns bishops not to deny communion to Biden for his promotion, not just of abortion, but human-animal cloning that he supports and the use of baby parts in experimentation, including showing live scalps of scalped babies under rats. Into the really big news, ratings plunge dramatically as Kids TV Network goes gay since they started the, quote, gay programming 3 years ago. They've seen a record two-thirds drop in viewership at Nickelodeon that 10 years ago said their goal is to sexualize children as young as 3 years of age. And that, of course, is for depopulation. And here's the World Economic Forum, the ones that say you will own nothing, you will have nothing and like it, the ones that say you will eat bugs. Here's their latest. Should the age of consent be lowered to 13 or less, how age of consent laws may be infringing on human rights? There you go. Because they know if you have sex really young, you tend to never actually get married and have children. That's just what the statistic shows. They do not want you having children. It's all about depopulation. It's all about pedophilia. This is the pedophile army. This is the New World Order. Let's continue the ultra-massive news. Delivery robots will be on the road in Austin starting Monday. It says they will be on the sidewalks. They are robots that look like humanoids that roll along. And we'll be delivering, and they will also be, when they feel like it, on the road, turning, I guess, into like an Autobot, partially transforming and then going on the road and rolling down the road. That ties into a really big piece of news. Smart meters can reduce power outage and restore your power in quicker time. And now I've confirmed with crew in our office and others around Texas, including folks in Houston, that their condos are telling them, we are taking remote control of your meters so that there's not power outages, just training you to accept that a technocracy controls what's going on inside of your house. So that is all coming up as well today. Then, of course, this really important, horrifying stack. CDC says vaccine linked to heart inflammation is stronger than previously thought. The Hill, it was not previously thought that it was less. They knew before they approved it. Top scientists warned them that the spike protein is in the heart, the lungs, the brain, the ovaries, the uterus, the testicles, everything. Anywhere there is fast-growing cells, that the body would then eat holes in areas that had spike protein naturally occurring. They did not create a vaccine to counter the RNA. They created one to counter the shell of the virus, which is the same as your body. Doesn't take a rocket scientist or an epidemiologist or an immunologist to know what's going to happen, but they did tell us. All done on purpose. To collapse civilization, defund the police, collapse civilization, open the borders, collapse the third world, shut down all the major industries, shut down small businesses, collapse, 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 post-industrial world, organized collapse. We can figure it out now and stop it. It's the new Green Deal. Or we can go into the darkness together. That huge stack is what I'll cover first when we come back. But then coming up, Natural News did a great job reporting this. We went and researched it. It's even worse than Mike Adams says. California County demands all businesses produce vaccination status records of employees and turn them over to the government. We did a little research this morning and found out the lady heading it up works for the CDC as a model for the rest of the country. She has over 3 million people under her control now and is saying $5,000 a day fines if the businesses do not track and control who's vaccinated and create a database for contact tracers and a soon-to-be-announced vaccine passport. It's all here. The total blueprint rollout is all the public health order, everything right here in this large stack that I'm going to be going over with the maps, the documents, everything for you to know what's coming to your town, your city. Because, again, you go, well, that's California, or oh, that's the UK, or you know that's Australia. No, that's the New World Order. They're just rolling it out in the areas they fully conquered first, and then it just goes on and on. Massive evidence of hundreds of thousands of ballots. They open up the ballot boxes, and they're just empty ballots. They just digitally said Biden won, and then produced empty ballots. Trump won Arizona, it's about to be announced, and the system is in total panic mode, and that leads us to all of these FBI-controlled hit teams and other organizations. The FBI is linked up with MS-13, the Chinese mafia, all the major mafias, and that is the compartmentalized globalist arm of the FBI that's the top of it, preparing targeted hit lists to take out members of Congress. They've even said this on TV as terrorists. And to go after Trump, his family, myself, Tucker Carlson, several thousand people are on a hit list to be taken out before they completely plunge the dollar, lock the country down, and basically end the republic as we know it. They want to starve you out for a few years like the Bolsheviks did in Russia before they take full control of the continent itself, not just the CONUS system. That's not an exaggeration. That's really what we're facing. But it's okay because the enemy's going to lose in the end. We got the jump on them. We've exposed their full operation, so they'll never be able to carry it all out. But they will execute it, I believe. So it's going to be a disaster. It's going to be just absolutely horrible, like Hitler, to use the Russian analogy again, invading Russia with Operation Barbarossa. So they can't help themselves. This existential need to dominate, destroy America. They were raised and bred to hate the country, to hate Christians. And it's we're now at the same disease Russia had. So God help us. We will defeat it. We have no choice. But it is going to be absolutely hellish. We're going to stage a bunch of false flags and blame patriots as well. Try to trigger a race war. And it's going to be really rough. We're going to come through this, every race, color, and creed together. Those of us that love God and hate Satan. Separately, I've never had bigger financial issues staying on the air. We were able to fund ourselves barely the last few years. And then the lockdowns and disruption of the supply chain has got it where you'll buy enough product, enough supplements, that's our biggest seller, because you know they work and you love them, to be able to fund the operation. But I can't ever keep enough of the products in and everything I've got purchase orders out for comes in 6-8 weeks, sometimes, 12-14 weeks late. And then everybody's so used to something being sold for sale, so then what I get, I got to sell at sale. And then there's not enough money to fund the operation. So I need everybody who believes in the broadcast and who really wants to fund us to know that you're our sponsors to go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the books, the films, the T-shirts, the water filtration, the air filtration, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the shortwave radios, and whatever supplements we've still got in stock, and buy those to fund our operation. Because, I'm in the process of selling my house. That'll fund this place 2 or 3 months. I'm in the process of all this stuff to continue on and to not lay people off and to stay in the fight. And we're more important than ever right now to be able to get the word out and to be able to be here while everything we warned about unfolds. We've never been more influential, never been more successful, except the economic war the globalists have launched is not making it available for you to be able to even buy the products. So while you still can, InfoWarsStore.com, and go to the Support Us page and be a sponsor. You'll give us a gift to actually keep us on air, please.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Reflecting on my past life.
And it doesn't have much time.
Because at 5 o'clock.
They take me to the gallows pole.
Sands of time for all of us are running low.
The sands of time.
Great new war. Sixth generation is here. The Antichrist, world government, AI-controlled pestilence, 5G death, sands of time have already run through the hourglass. The final grains are falling to their resting place in history. And all those that serve evil will now taste of the black cup of death which they have helped pour into our world. Running low, my friends. The time is running low. You will now taste of that which you conjured.
When the praise comes to read me the last night, take a look to the bowels of the last night. I'm a wall that has gone very wrong for me.
Whole world you know is going away. That you just killed billions of children alone and God wouldn't remove his spirit, his force field? All right, let's get into it. All of you that thought you'd get away with evil are going to be metaphysically torn inside out. There still may be time for some of you to get close to God before it's too late. All right, every day I come in here, and every day I'm like a pig. I want a bunch of guests because I love talking to people, and I also have too much news and information to cover. And so I've really made the decision, no matter what, that I'm going to cover every one of these articles and every one of these huge breaking reports, or I am going to just do a live show tonight or tomorrow to get this all out, because this is all incredibly insane. But here's the problem. If I just mention some of these things and don't give it a preface, it doesn't have a big effect for whatever reason. So let me just put this out real quick for you. The reason it's so important to keep us on air, the reason that your prayers and your word of mouth and your financial support is beyond critical is I really do have the big, large, compendium, full-spectrum understanding of their takeover plan. And my goal is to get enough people aware of the takeover plan to get other people aware of it, because once you see it, you're like, how did I never see that before? It's ridiculously obvious. But people are mesmerized. They're under a spell, like B.B. King would say. And as B.B. King would say, I'm no longer under your spell, and the thrill is gone. And so once you're not under their mesmerized spell of confusion, once you start seeing pieces of it, suddenly you pull back and you go, whoa, and you see the whole nine yards. And so there's no doubt this is the big one. There's no doubt they're making the full move now. I thought they would do it in increments. They know they're behind. They're going for all of it. And as best I can tell, they're going to start some big wars, some giant race attacks, some economic collapses. 6 months, a year, 2 years max, could be next week. I mean, they are in full attack mode. And you can see how scared and crazy their minions are. If you watch the body language at the G7, they look like people walking the plank with a pirate with a sword to their back, because those are just front people. And they've been told what's about to happen, and so they're scared. All right? So I can tell from all the analysis. I can tell from the body language. I can tell from all the different military people that are leftist and FBI agents that are leftist on TV how they're going to get Congress, how they're going to use the CIA on us, how they're going to take us out, that they're having to hype themselves up, hopping up and down for this fight. I'm just sitting there going, I don't want the fight. But they're on the other side, hopping up and down, convincing themselves that what they're about to do is a good thing and they're going to win it. So we're at total war. This is the end of America as you know it. And I would just get you and your family ready for what's coming, because they're not going to let us have a counter-revolution and elect a new Republican supermajority, which we're going to do. They're not going to let us block the election fraud. They're going to blow up federal buildings and blame it on us and start arresting and killing everybody. And then a giant shooting war is going to start. And so these are losers. These are the worst people on earth. They're the stupidest people on earth. And they serve Satan. So all I can tell you is it will do nothing to get in a shooting war with these idiots. What we need to do is stay out of their way while they destroy themselves. Because, you see, they think they're destroying America and that empowers them. They don't even get the best thing they've got going for them is America. But they've been existentially trained to hate the country and to hate its institutions and to hate what makes us free, that they believe if they can just conquer America, then they can conquer the world. When instead the whole world's turning against them, because they know we're a banana republic and they know there's no more justice here and they know we're run by out of control criminals and scum. And that's why you see a lot of people that are smarter from earlier fashions of the power structure that weren't dumb enough to get rid of their own escape valve, their own safety net, which is due process. That's why you see John Stewart. And that's why you see all these other super prominent people coming out and saying, this is a terrible idea, what's going on. This is out of control, and it needs to stop. Here's John Stewart, hijacks the Stephen Colbert show with lab leak rant. Liberal Twitter explodes. Here it is.
I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has, in many ways, helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science. So, and that's kind of... No. Now, listen.
What do you mean by? Do you mean like there's a chance that this was created in a lab as an investigation?
A chance?
Well, evidence. I'd love to hear.
There's a novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know, we could ask the Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then I ask those scientists, they're like, how did this? So wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan respiratory coronavirus lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed the turtle. And you're like, no. Look at the name. Look at the name. Let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the...
But again, they don't go the rest of the way. Obama funded it. Fauci ran it. The name of it was the coronavirus lab. Gain-of-function lab. And they tell Congress they know nothing about it. So yes, why is it all coming out now? Because whistleblowers. Because their whole stinking house of cards is coming down. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Tomorrow's news today. In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and Calcium Gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back here to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones. And the whole world is watching is now 500, a little over 503, they're saying, citizens, almost all of them didn't knock over a plant, didn't hit a statue, didn't poop in Nancy Pelosi's office like one guy did, didn't punch a cop. They got waved in by the police, as senators are saying, that have seen the footage that the feds won't release, but they've been allowed to see it. And they say most of them just got waved in, and they are in solitary confinement, allowed one shower a week for 5 minutes. One guy had his eye put out. They're beating him, calling him racist, because the almost all black guards believe what the media is saying, that they've got white supremacists down there. And they're under the federal jail there being held And this is unprecedented except for Julian Assange, who's been in solitary confinement for now, I guess, 8-9 years in purgatory. And so Roger Stone was put in the same position. They were planning to send him to a COVID-infested prison for supposedly lying to Congress, but we've seen all these huge lies by Fauci and others. Well, Vladimir Putin, who gets yelled at for arresting Westerners that go to Russia to protest, who actually work for the CIA, he just throws them out. That's what I do to Soros people trying to come here and stir stuff up, but instead they run the country. Well, Putin's come out and pointed this out in an interview he just did, commenting on the G7. Here it is.
Of course not. We don't have this kind of habit of assassinating anybody. That's one. Number two is, I want to ask you, did you order the assassination of the woman who walked into the Congress and who was shot and killed by a policeman? Do you know that 450 individuals were arrested after entering the Congress? And they didn't go there to steal a laptop. They came with political demands. 450 people have been detained. They're looking at jail time between 15 and 25 years, and they came to the Congress with political demands. Isn't that prosecution for political opinions? Some have been accused of plotting to topple, to take over government power. Some are accused of robbery. They didn't go there to rob. The people whom you have mentioned, yes, they were convicted for violating their status, having been previously convicted, given delayed sentences, which was essentially a warning to not violate any laws. And they completely ignored the requirements of the law. The court went on and passed and turned the conviction into real jail time. Thousands and thousands of people ignore requirements of the law, and they have nothing to do with political activities in Russia every year, and they go to jail. If somebody is actually using political activities as a disguise to deal with their own issues, including achieve their commercial goals, then it's something that they have to be held responsible for.
There you go again, Mr. President.
All right, so I'm not saying that Vladimir Putin is a cupcake. I'm not saying they don't oppress people over in Russia, that it's not a strong-arm system. But when we're becoming more draconian than Russia or rivaling China, Roger, you've experienced this yourself. I had Judge Joe Brown in last week saying how bad America's gotten. I mean, we forget about Assange languishing in prison without being convicted. We forget about all these people languishing, even though there's really no charges they're saying for them. Now, this has got to send a chill up all our spines, because you know they want to put you and I in jail. I trended number one over the weekend on Twitter, arrest Alex Jones.
No, congratulations on that, Alex. What I like is that I've trended on Twitter 4 times since January, and I'm not even on Twitter. I was banned for life in 2016. Just revel in their hatred, because if you were not effective, they would not hate you. It's outrageous and pretty incredible when a vile Russian dictator, whose system we despise, a totalitarian, a guy who does run an oppressive government, has to point out the tactics and oppressiveness of our own government. Who killed Ashley Babbitt? Nowhere in the law does it say that trespassing allows a police officer to engage in first-degree murder, but why is nobody being held responsible? The investigation was conducted in secret. The police have not disclosed who the trigger man is, but she was an unarmed veteran. She was threatening no one. She should have been prosecuted for trespassing had she survived. But instead, we have a massive cover-up. This is part and parcel of a larger scam that's going on. Last Friday, there were indictments of 2 members of the 3%ers, whatever that is. And if you can go to Reuters, it says that they were seen with Roger Stone outside the Supreme Court building on January 5th. That's absolutely accurate that I was outside the building. I spoke to a legally permitted event with about 500 people listening. Could they have been in the crowd? I guess they might have been, but I don't know either one of these fellows. I certainly didn't meet with them, as a number of the other fake news media outlets have reported. I have no idea what they were up to on the 5th or the 6th. I don't know them. This is, once again, the guilt by association. Frankly, I expect better from Reuters They, generally speaking, have been more fair than the others, but ABC News is the absolute worst.
Roger, the reason I raise this is it's not just academic, and it's not just, you know, we're like, oh, look, they're coming after us. It's you got Frank Figliuzzi, former assistant FBI director, all over TV, all these others saying, we want to take out Congress. We want to use the CIA on people. There's been a coup. We need to arrest anyone that challenges the election. They're clearly worried about what's about to come out of Arizona and other states joining suit as massive evidence of fraud comes out. And they're really teeing it up, teeing the ball up for some type of Justice Department purge that's really unprecedented. I had Judge Joe Brown here last week, a famous criminal, you know, court judge, and he hadn't seen these statements. He was shocked by them and said that this is one of the most dangerous moments in American history. I mean, they wouldn't be preparing the public for this mentally if they weren't preparing to try this, because they know that they've been painted into a corner. We're going to have huge Republican wins, I think, in the midterms coming up. There's a giant awakening happening. There's major remorse over those that actually supported Biden, knowing he's a fraud. Biden can hardly talk. I mean, this house of cards is coming down on them. How do you expect them to strike back?
Well, the crocodile tears of the Democrats are laughable. I mean, oh, my God, the Trump Justice Department investigated the leaking of classified information by House Democrats. Are they unaware of something called probable cause? Would Adam Schiff be the first congressman to go to prison? Hardly. The Justice Department has every authority and right to investigate illegal activities, even by members of Congress. And I can tell you, Alex, authoritatively, there is no doubt whatsoever, and I could prove if necessary, Adam Schiff leaked confidential classified documents in my case to ensure that I would be charged in the kangaroo court within the District of Columbia. And he should be prosecuted, along with his sidekicks, Eric Swallowswell and the other guy from Texas, whose name I'd rather forget. These guys were engaged in criminal activity. They should have been investigated. They also should have been charged, tried, and convicted. Because I think
that's another great point. While they're bitching about being investigated for criminal leaks, they're the ones that illegally spied on a candidate and then a president and then lied about it to Congress.
Yeah, that's the most outrageous thing. Oh, it's worse than Nixon. No, it isn't. Let's be clear. Barack Obama and Joe Biden used the full authority of the United States government for strictly political purposes. Then they used fabricated evidence to justify an investigation. They spied on the Republican candidate for president of the United States. Wait a minute. Isn't that what Nixon went down for? I believe so, although that was a private operation with a bunch of misfits. This is the full CIA, the FBI, the entire law enforcement apparatus of the United States. That is the greatest abuse of power in American history, and now we have a cover-up. Oh, look what the Republicans were doing at the DOJ. Please, someone, give me a break.
Well, that actually shows that Nixon didn't have control of the government. We had a shadow government out of power trying to throw out a duly elected president with an operation 10 million times bigger than Nixon's. Nixon's was a little quaint group of people that I know that you were the youngest of and the only guy not to go to prison. It's just insane to watch that Keystone Cop operation makes Nixon endearing compared to this big scientific evil backed up by the media, the courts, everything being above the law. We'll be right back. You see, we are the rebels, not them. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You can stand me up.
You can stand me up
at the gates of hell.
But I won't.
But if I don't have your support,
down,
can't do it.
Gonna stand my ground.
I won't be turned around. I
won't be turned.
But I can't do that without you keeping me in the fight.
And I'll keep this world.
They can put a gun to my head. I'm not backing down.
Down.
But if I don't have money to run this operation and to get the information out around all the sensors and all the things they've done to us, I won't be on air. They'll win. And maybe that's God's plan. And listen, listeners, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've really come through incredible attacks, lawsuits, deplatforming. We had to build our own infrastructure that cost more than $20 million to actually have the satellites, the connections, the server farms, to do this at the level we're doing it. You came through in the last 4 years of deplatforming and did that, and we put all the money back in to do this. And you loved our products, the supplements particularly, and we were able to dig ourselves out of a $6 million hole last year of debt I had secretly and had to pay off. Never told anybody about that. And stay on air. We got out of the hole. And then after the year plus of lockdowns around the world, almost none of the products we have we can get. Charcoal toothpaste? Notice that hadn't been available for 4 months. DNA Force wasn't available for 7 months. Almost every product we have, not available. So I even tried to reformulate, have less product in it, less ingredients, not less quality, but a new formulation with, okay, can't get that, I'll get this. Can't even do that. And you hear about the breakdown, you hear about what's happening in society. That's really our issue, is that if an ingredient has something like 30, 40 things in it, or a product has a bunch of things in it, and you can't get half of those at the highest quality organic standard, what do? Lower the organics? No, you can't do that. So you try to then say, well, I'll reformulate and take those ingredients out. You can't even do that. So that's the level of how bad the economy's hurt. So it's not your fault that InfoWars is having trouble paying the bills, because when we have the product, you buy it, we stay on air. But most of the best-selling products are not available because they're sold out for 5, 6, 7, 8 months at a time. Now the companies want us to pay up front, even though we've always paid on time. Years ago, 10 years ago, we had to pay up front. It got to where our producers, and I'll go to Roger Stone, this is important, they would let us get delivered the product and then pay. And that was great. Now they're like, hey, we're having so many troubles with employees and crew and lockdowns and regulators and buyouts that we just need the money up front. 75% up front, 25% on delivery. And so I've done the math. I've met with the accountants. It's time I don't have. I need to be in the fight. And we need to get donations. We need to get a lot of donations to supplement what we're doing, because right now I'm about $1 million behind. And as time goes on, that hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And it frustrates me because I want to stay in the fight. I want to wreck the globalists. So listen, go to InfoWarsStore.com. But we're getting to a point where I'm not going to be able to discount whatever product we've got because it's so limited. Take DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost 7 months. Came back into stock, and in 2 weeks, we sold two-thirds of it. We're down to a couple thousand bottles right now. And we're not getting more, they say, maybe for 6 months. And my business guys that I work with are like, see, Alex, we told you charge full price. But then you only buy when it's discounted. So it's a catch-22, and it's just something the whole world and everything's going through. But InfoWars needs to stay on the air, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you for keeping us on air. The products we do have back in stock are great, but we got a limited supply of those. Take the trifecta of the whole food multivitamin, the vitamin C with zinc, and the vitamin D3 with the calcium. The super trifecta for your immune system, it's 40% off. 25% off when you buy them individually. That has to end Sunday because we won't be able to get these in for months and months and months. I need to sell them at full price to even hope to stay on air. We have a new sale that will go for at least a week and a half or so, but it's running out. Ultimate krill oil, highest grade krill, your brain, your heart, your body, your dreams, everything. It really is magic juice. It's back in limited run because they make us pay all of it up front because it's a high-end place we get it from, medical grade. They sell the same stuff in doctor's offices, folks. We have the BioTrue Selenium for mustard seed. Strongest selenium out there. Amazing. And X3, the triiodine, the good halogen for your body, 60% off with free shipping. Because I've got to put it on sale just to get the money in to run, even though it's going to sell out, and then I won't have anything. And then I'll be up here asking for donations every day. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. On the right-hand side, you see a button that says right there, support us, and just become a sponsor with a $10 donation, $100 donation a month, $5 donation. Sign up for what's reoccurring. Cancel anytime, but it's all right there. $10, $25, $50. That's how you become a sponsor. It's not 501c3. It's not tax deductible. That's a whole other regulatory system. If I did that, they control my speech. This is just a pure sponsor InfoWars because you believe in what we're doing. I want to keep us on air, and I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, this is not your fault. It's not my fault. It's the globalist. It's the Great Reset. And so we need your help because I am getting really pissed off because I've got some major moves I could make if I had money. I've got 10 reporters I want to hire right now. I've got crews to do incredible stuff in Florida. I've got D.C. and New York and California, but I can't do it. I don't have the money. Instead, I'm just battling to stay at the level we're at. So please keep us there. Roger, thanks for coming on while I did that long, extensive plug, but you know the inside baseball. They bankrupted you. They took everything you had. This is part of the fight, and I know you're okay with that, but you just want to stay in the fight. But let's raise this. 2 points. An update on your lovely wife, who I know is battling cancer and is a good friend of mine. And then also, Bill Maher, who used to say we were Russian agents, now says that's all crap and bull. Is he going to apologize to you?
Well, Alex, first of all, let me echo what you said about InfoWars. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. InfoWars is indispensable in the fight for freedom. I went to a big, fancy elitist party this weekend because a very good friend of mine, Mark Caputo, the only honest reporter who works at Politico, used to be at the Miami Herald. very honest reporter. Had a cocktail party, and of course, when I walked in, liberal heads exploded. People are so rude and intolerant. It's extraordinary. I loved it. But in all honesty, people kept asking me, why do you go on InfoWars? Why do you go on InfoWars? I'll tell you why. A, you reach millions of people. B, in the 6 years I've known Alex Jones, he has never attempted to censor me. Not once have you ever said, oh, you can't say that here, you can't say this. You get the unvarnished truth on InfoWars. I can't think of any other media outlet that's true. So I'm glad to be here. I'm lucky to be here. I'm lucky to be alive. Thank God for that. Unfortunately, Alex, the sad truth is today the doctors downgraded my wife's condition to stage 4. Initially, that was their diagnosis. Then they said, no, it's stage 3. There is a substantial difference. Now they're confirming, no, they were wrong the second time. And she is in a stage 4 status with her lymphoma, which has spread to her lungs. On the other hand, she's resilient. She is upbeat. She's optimistic. She's very spiritual, as you know. She's going to beat this. But the cost of her cancer treatments, both medical and holistic, are extraordinarily expensive. And we were broke by the Mueller investigation. 2 years of being hunted, smeared, harassed, framed, deplatformed, censored, banned, threatened, terrorized, and bankrupted. Thank you, Robert Mueller. So, yes, I do need people to go to stonefamilyfund.com. I do need your help, but I also need you to help InfoWars because I need this forum in the fight for freedom. We can't let Alex Jones be out there by himself. He needs allies like me, and I'm proud to be here, Alex, because you are a truth teller. I'm a truth teller. These people hate us because we won't stop telling the truth.
That's right. The globalists and leftists hate the fact that we're on air, and I take that as a great honor. That you go to a cocktail party that's got a bunch of high-powered leftists and they're freaked out that we're on air, we're still speaking. They absolutely hate our very existence, and that is a beautiful thing.
No, right now at the Biden Justice Department, there's a bunch of guys grouped around a computer watching every word we say. But the truth is we're not breaking any laws. We don't advocate violence. We don't advocate lawlessness. All we want is an honest election. All we want is free speech as mandated in the U.S. Constitution. All we want is our First Amendment rights. All we want is the right to politically organize. But I hate to say it, Vladimir Putin, who I don't like at all, who I know is a thug, is more honest than our own government. I mean, we are now hunting political dissidents. People are being surveilled, according to the Washington Times and the Washington Examiner, because of their political opinions. There's no probable cause because there's no crime. We're now surveilling citizens, an unprecedented number of warrantless searches. Even the FISA court has warned the FBI about the constitutional nature of these searches. But people are being spied on. People are being harassed.
Well, the Democrats admit, I mean, it's come out that big tech and even banks are spying on conservatives now, like that's an act of terrorism. Come back, though. I want to get your take on Bill Maher, because a lot of conservatives and people go, oh, Bill Maher's great now. Well, yeah, because it's obvious what he said was pure bull. He's trying to flip back. I mean, I'd like to see Bill Maher have you on, have me back on, to have a real debate about all this, but we'll see if that happens. I think he's probably afraid of that higher ratings. He probably doesn't control his own show. But we'll be right back with hour number two, a bunch of special guests, and huge, huge breaking news I haven't gotten to.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.